I am what you see. I am what you touch. I am what you smell. I am everything. I'm pure. I'm clean. I'm righteous. I'm truthful. The things of the world are so mixed up. What is up is down. What is down is up. The devil is clever, but the devil has lost. Everything belongs to me, and Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the Holy Spirit. Nothing happens without us being aware of it. Within the heart, within the mind, there are no secrets from us. The evil that is going on in the world is the instrument of the devil. The devil uses people. The devil uses religions. He uses idols. He uses everything that is unrighteous. He uses lies. He tries to kill. He tries to destroy everything that is good. Everything he sees. Everything he touches. And at the present time, people are dying. People are starving. The devil doesn't care. He believes he's winning, but he has already lost. And he knows it. But he's so evil. He doesn't care. He's gonna die. And he's gonna fight to the very last second. Trying to destroy. Trying to kill. Trying to eat everything that is good. Everything that is righteous. He uses father against son. Mother against daughter. Husband against wife. Son and daughters against their parents. Brothers and sisters against each other. Every conceivable way that he can use to get his purpose done. Well, I've had enough. Enough is enough. I'm going to put an end to all of it. All the players have their roles. Everything is in place. The slaughter will begin, just like it states in the Bible. People believe. You're crazy, Raimundo. They believe. You make this thing up with your own mind, your own intellect. They will be sadly mistaken when the end comes. Through all the years, all the centuries, I have warned people. But there's a lot of pride, a lot of stubbornness. People want to do their own thing. You tell people, Raimundo, the truth. They laugh at you. They call you names. They send you nasty letters. Let them say what they want. People around you are not really helping you. When you want to pray, they disturb you. When you want to be alone, they bother you. When you want to do the Lord's work, you get disturbed. The phone rings. Somebody comes in and asks a stupid question. All these things are instruments of the devil. He's trying to stop you, Raimundo. He's trying to stop you to type. He wants you to stop reading the Bible. He doesn't want you to have peace. Let him try what he wants. But the word that's been given out already is touching people's hearts. Setting them on fire with the fever of Jehovah, the fever of Jesus Christ, the fever of the Holy Spirit. Did you hear how much money the Red Cross collected? Hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And here you are struggling just to make things ends meet. And yet, Raimundo, the words you have sent out are going to do more healing. Are going to do more than the Red Cross has ever done. You with your little computer, your little tape recorder, with your prayers. I know it's a lonely job. I know the funds are short. And I know your heart is big. And I know that you're focused, even when you think you're not focused. But everything I told you will happen exactly to the point, to the letter. The end is coming. All these plans of all these people mean nothing. Only what your Lord Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit says is what's important. People don't understand that. because they don't know God. They have God in a box, and they control the box. They control what their God does not do, what he can do, what he won't do. They would be sadly mistaken when the God of the universe, the God of all, destroys their box. Sometimes things look hopeless. Sometimes things look like there's no solution. The solution is Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Times are coming for them. That's all you will have is your God. Whether it's the God of idols, the God of the devils, or your God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. It's the battle of the gods. But in reality, there's only one God. The rest are nothing. But as long as people believe in these artificial things, these fantasies, there's going to be confusion, going to be wars. But I have told you these things before through other prophecies, visions. People still don't want to hear, don't want to understand. They're all busy picking up stones, trying to disprove you. Some have a lot of anger, but that's okay, Ray. All will come out right. And don't worry about your family, your wife, and all these other people that distract you. You're in the palm of my hand. I will correct things. Some things will be corrected severely. Some will just be disciplined lightly. But people have to understand we're reaching a time, a point in time where there's no tomorrow. In earthly tomorrows, everything's going to change. Spirit world's going to change. Humanity's going to change. There will be peace after a certain point in time where people have, let's say, 1,000 years to try to understand what is righteous. That does not mean that everything is going to be perfect. For the devil will be released again, and what people will believe is righteous is going to be corrupted again. One more time, and then I'm going to change everything again. But this final cleansing will be permanent cleansing, where everything that needs to be accounted for will be accounted for. You could say is where I cross all the T's and dot all the I's. It would be letter perfect. Make yourself strong, Raymundo, for people will be able to recognize the prophecies. Some are just waiting and watching, but don't worry about what will happen, for that is my problem, and I have no problems. Thank you for all the hard work. I know your struggles. The changes that are ahead will happen quickly and suddenly, without any warning. But I've warned people, and I'm